Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who's a Harvard economist, and he focuses on the Billing Index with the American Institute of Architecture. And let's start with that. Kermit, first, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Surviving the winter up here and hoping for warmer weather.
Yeah, we just had a storm, you know, down here in Adairsville, got hit by a tornado, which is just south of us here. It's interesting times for weather. So let's talk about the commercial market, if you would. Your AIA index did dip, I think, in April of last year and stayed below 50, which is not good, until about August. And then it's turned up and continues to be in the positive area, which for flooring people, that's probably a year out as far as any solid indicator. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Sure. Our Billings Index, to remind our listeners, Kemp, looks at revenue at architecture firms and business activity at architecture firms, as you suggested, leads construction activity by 9 to 12 months, and flooring people sort of being in the tail end of that construction process, maybe even by a little bit more. Kind of a rocky year in 2012, pretty good first quarter, as you mentioned, dipped around mid-year, and then in August picked up again, so we ended the year with five straight months of gains and really began to accelerate through the fourth quarter of last year. So, you know, fourth quarter of 2012 was the best quarter for our index since the recession began for architecture firms in early 2008. So, you know, nice head of steam heading into 2013, and well, that means a good year for construction, particularly non-residential construction, as we move through the year.
And there's a little bit of a lag in getting the numbers together. So the last month that you reported on was December. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll be reporting our January number in about a week and a half or so.
Now, you do a roll-up, which gives you the total number. And see, the December report was around 57. Is that right?
December national number was 52.0.
Oh, 52. Okay, so it did come down just a little bit from November.
It did. It was running highest for the year was November, where it squeaked a little bit above 53.
And then you also look at regional. So are there pockets of growth that are stronger than other areas?
Exactly. We break it down into the four major census regions: Northeast, Midwest, South, and West. Northeast, Midwest, South were all positive, meaning their index scores were above 50. The West, almost there, 49.6, so kind of looking to peak over the top. So it does look like a broad-based recovery here. Yeah, we do think the West is going to move up into positive territory as we move through the first part of this year. So, you know, I think we've got a very broad-based set of numbers here and a set of architecture firms reporting better conditions.
Okay. There's a quick snapshot on the commercial side as far as the architectural billing index. Let's now move over to your other role. You also, being a Harvard economist, are with the Joint Center for Housing Studies, and I think you just released a report. It gives a pretty positive picture about the housing market. Talk a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah, the report, Kemp, was really on the home improvement side of the market. We do a major report every other year, and we just released this report last week at the International Builders Show in Las Vegas. You know, we've seen very strong numbers on the new construction side of housing ended the year. The December numbers, you know, almost at a million level on a seasonally adjusted and annualized rate. So good solid momentum there. And the point of our report is we're seeing that momentum carry over into home improvement activity. In 2011, sort of, we benchmarked the size of the industry. As of that point, this was a $275 billion a year industry, and home improvements account for recently about two-thirds of the overall residential market because new construction has been so weak. So we're expecting solid growth coming out of home improvement activity as the residential markets climb back up.
And you look at a lot of small parts of this, and I think some of this is real interesting. You look at demographics, you look at people's age and where they're spending their money, and I guess that report talks a little bit about the 55 and over and the fact that they're spending some money. I guess they're feeling a little bit better about where things are headed, aren't they?
You know, the 55 and older group got through this housing downturn better than the younger folks. They had, you know, by and large, purchased their home 10, 15, 20 years ago, so they got to ride the roller coaster up rather than just down like younger households did. So they're sitting on a little more equity. They've got money to spend, and one of the points we made in the report is that this 55-plus population a decade ago, 2001, they accounted for just about a third of total spending in the home improvement market, pretty significant. But by 2011, those households accounted for fully 45% of spending in the market. So they picked up their activity when other groups were, you know, easing off a little bit because of problems they were having. So that's why the industry is very excited about the potential for aging in place retrofits as this population sort of nears their retirement years and gets their homes ready for to accommodate them as they reach their retirement years.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the issues in the flooring market is that, you know, floors don't really break. They just wear out and you can live on a worn out floor. Whereas if an appliance breaks, you got to replace it. So it really does track with consumer sentiment, because if they're feeling good about where things are headed, they'll go ahead and replace those floors. So, you know, what is your future outlook for the way things might be this year and into next year?
Well, we do break the market, Kemp, sort of as you suggest, down into two big pieces. One we call discretionary projects. Flooring, to some extent, falls in that, as you describe. But, you know, you think of that generally as sort of kitchen and bath remodels, room additions, and things like that. Things you want to do but don't necessarily need to do if you're a little bit concerned about economic outlook. As opposed to sort of the traditional replacement projects, you know, you talked about appliances. You know, these are systems, HVAC systems, electrical, plumbing. If something goes wrong there, you really need to upgrade those. Roofing, siding, window replacement, kind of you need to do. And for the last 4 or 5 years, when the market it's been weak, we've seen a larger share of spending in these sort of replacement projects, things you need to do, and we're just beginning to see it flip back over to a higher share in the discretionary category. And that's certainly what drives up spending. When the market was strong, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, a disproportionate share of spending was in this discretionary category, and now we're seeing it to come back in this category too, so we feel pretty optimistic. The market estimated to have grown about 8 or 9% in 2012, a good number. We think it's probably going to even accelerate from that pace moving into 2013. So we're optimistic by the end of the year that we'll be back to at or very close to its high in 2007, which was a $325 billion market for home improvement spending. So looks like some bright signs out there.
So you're pretty optimistic. That's good to hear.
Yes. Yes, in spite of the weather up here, Kemp, we're optimistic.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I just got back from Surfaces yesterday, you know, which is the flooring show, and the attendance of the show is probably about what it's been. Trade shows have been impacted, and I don't know what's going to happen with recovery there as far as attendance, but the tone and attitude of those there, and the roll orders or the you know, orders that were placed at the show were by most of the people I talked to were up, so that's also a good indicator.
And I would say that was exactly the sense of the builder show a week prior to that out in Las Vegas, Kemp, that, you know, the numbers were not necessarily up in terms of attendees or exhibitors, but certainly a much more positive mood. I think that does bode for a good year for the industry.
Okay, Kermit, I really appreciate the update. Again, been talking to Kermit Baker, who's an economist with Harvard, focuses on both the commercial and residential housing market, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.